So I just want to share, before actually I go into the message, the Lord just, I felt like, spoke this verse to me, this reference to me right there as we were waiting. And so I'm just going to read it. Joshua 3:3 says, "And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it." And this is what I feel like we need to understand. Is, and I'm going to talk about this the rest of tonight, but we have to move when God is moving. When the ark moved, is this, you know, Joshua commanded the people. This was when the Jordan stopped and they walked across the Jordan on dry land. And when God is moving is when we need to move. So it's just really important that we understand those things. And so, number one, if whoever has this one, whichever child has this one, I don't know who has that one. It looks like this. It says, we need to focus on what God is pointing out. Who is that? Is that you, Luke? All right, Luke. Here, I tell you what. Come get this other one and just hold one in each hand. And just walk around. You're very spiffy tonight for this job. And just walk around and show it to everybody, okay? So my first point is we need to focus on what God is pointing out. The reason for that is in Genesis 13, in verse 14, it says, and we can go ahead and stand, we're going to read this. So focus, you see there's an arrow. We need to focus on what God is pointing out, because what we're about to read was when the Lord, that's wonderful. You can go, just walk around and go back to your seat. When God spoke to Abram and he had given the land to him, he told him, walk the length and the breadth of it. And there was a reason God wanted to show Abram what he was giving him. And we need to focus on what God is pointing out to us, on what God is giving to us, on what God is saying to us. And so the verse 14, it says, "And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him." Now this is sad to me, because notice it points out after Lot had separated, Lot had gone his own way. He had separated himself from Abram because there was a bunch of arguing going on. But this promise was not given to Lot. This promise was given to Abram. And so it says, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you. Now you can be seated. So, Abram, just imagine, God told him, he didn't say, just look. First he said, just look. But then he said, walk the land, because I am giving it to you. Listen, this idea of us walking and praying, this is an old concept of what God has wants to show us things. And so he told Abram, walk the length. And just imagine, as Abram is walking the length of the land, and he's thinking, wow, God is going to give me this land. Like, and he's noticing the trees and the flowers and, you know, whatever else, the mountains and everything that God has given him. So we need to notice what God is pointing out. As you're walking this coming week, notice what God is pointing out. If you're praying over the houses in your neighborhood and you notice something stands out about, you know, whatever, about, you know, if you see an occultic symbol, or if you just see kids playing out in the area, or if you notice, you know, that there's whatever kinds of signs there are, just begin to pray. Let God point things out to you, because he will. As we are listening to the Holy Spirit, he will show us how to pray the things that he is leading us to pray. One thing I've learned is that God gives his ideas to lots of people. We like to think that our idea is new and fresh and exciting, but the truth is most of the ideas have been around for a long time, and God has given them to multiple people at multiple times. It's always amazing to me how when God is teaching me something and I just hear it everywhere. Like, I hear it on the radio and I talk to a friend and they're preaching it at their church. And then I listen to a message on YouTube and they're saying the same thing. And I'm just blown away, because God speaks the same thing to his people all over. And so that's because God has a way of getting through to us as his people. And so I saw this video on Facebook. or I saw this video on YouTube sometime after Rick had mentioned the idea of us prayer walking in our community. And then Brother Shaw contacted Rick and asked if they could meet. And he wanted to come and talk about prayer walking. It's just confirming. God confirms what he is saying for us as his people to do. And so, as I said, walking and praying as a church is not a new idea, but it is a now idea for us. And actually, when I was reading over the message, I was like, oh, that's supposed to be new idea. And then I went, no, it is a now idea for us, because it's important that we get in line with what God is doing at the time that he's doing it. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But we're going to watch about 6 minutes. We're going to watch two separate sections of this video on YouTube by Bill Johnson. So he talks at the end about your feet dripping with butter and with oil. That's because in Job, Job talked about his feet dripping with butter. So that is from scripture, but we'll talk about it some more after we watch it. So. I believe this is one of the reasons why the enemy fights so hard to keep Christians bogged down with other things and not realizing who we are and what we've been called to do. Because we can miss the idea that we are to be dripping with the presence of Almighty God. That when we walk into a store, that when we walk into school, that when we walk into, you know, our home and our workplace and everywhere that we go, just aware of God. I just want to represent you. I just want to say what you want me to say. And if it's nothing and you just walk and pray throughout the store, if you just drive and pray, that you just are open to what he would have you to do. So that leads me to number two. So if my kids have be intentional, if you have a be intentional, just come and walk around. Yep, just show it to everybody as you walk around. So that's number two. We need to be intentional about praying for our area. As I was prayer walking and prayer driving this past week, I just went to visit somebody. And as I was driving, I was just praying for the houses that I passed. I was just praying as I passed by certain places in the city. And, you know, I realized I have driven that lots of times, but I haven't prayed for those people in those houses just because I never thought about it. Great job, guys. You guys can have a seat. Thank you. Yay. Y'all are so cute doing that. These kids are taking the words that I felt like the Lord led me for tonight, and they're walking among you guys and showing you what God is saying, showing you what, you know, what the message is for tonight. Our job is to walk and let God lead us what God is saying and get in agreement with him for his will. To see people saved, to see people delivered, to see God do the supernatural. And it's important that we be intentional about what God wants us to do, and specifically about praying for our area. Now, I believe in praying for missions, and that's something that we should do. It's on our prayer list every Tuesday night. I believe that we should pray for missionaries and for the world. I believe that we should pray for people that don't live here. But I believe this month, God is centering us on praying for our area. This is where we have the opportunity to minister. And so being obedient to God's timing is key. My mom used to say to us when we were kids, slow obedience is not good obedience. Because, you know, we wanted to do it when we felt like it. And she would say, slow obedience is not good obedience. Being obedient in the timing that God is telling us to do is important, because when we get in agreement with what he is leading us to do, we get in unity because we're doing his ideas at his timing. And so when the people didn't go up, I felt like the Lord brought this to my mind, because often we need to realize that there is a time period that God calls us to do certain things. It is not just we can just do whatever we want whenever we feel like it and just ask God to bless what we're doing. The goal is to do what he's asking us to do when he's asking us to do it. And if we miss it, we can really cause tragedy. If you look in Numbers 14, this is when the spies had gone into the land and they had told the people, and they had come back with an evil report. 10 of them had said, you know, the people are too big and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. Joshua and Caleb were the only two. And they said, we can do it. God is with us. But the people complained and they just, you know, they wouldn't listen to what God was saying to them to do. And so here in verse 39, though, God had, or Moses had told the people that they were not going to go up and that they were going to die in the wilderness. And that, in fact, let me go there and let's just read a couple of verses before that. In Numbers chapter 14, let's see. Okay, so, let's go in verse 36. Now the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land who returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report of the land. Those very men, this is judgment for them. They died by the plague, which is really sad, but that's not what I was trying to read. Verse 30. Except for Caleb, the son of Jephthah, and Joshua, the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. But your little ones, whom you said would be victims, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness according to the number of days in which you spied out the land. 40 days, for each day you shall bear your guilt for 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. I, the Lord, have spoken this. I will surely do so to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. So then, verse 39, then Moses told these words to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, here we are, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, now why do you transgress the command of the Lord? For this will not succeed. Do not go up, for you will not succeed, or lest you be defeated by your enemies. For the Lord is not among you. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword because you have turned away from the Lord. Because you have turned away from the Lord, the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up to the mountaintop. Nevertheless, neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in the mountain came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Hormah. So this is a really sad thing. That the people rebelled, all the spies rebelled, and then they said, no, we're going to go up now. But it was too late at that point. Now, I am not saying that you could not decide to walk and pray next month. God might speak to you to walk and pray next month, and that's great. But I am saying we have to learn to be obedient when God is speaking to us about a specific thing. There was a time when God spoke to me to get up earlier than I normally got up and walk my neighborhood. And it was very specific. Like I realized I will be in disobedience if I do not do this every day that God had told me to do it. And it was a strange thing. And Rick got up and walked with me because it was dark and he didn't want me, walking in the dark. And so we walked and prayed. And then one day it was like I was released from it. And I didn't feel like I needed to do that every day anymore. There is a time period. And I know that those prayers are still working. See, that's the beauty of when you obey. Even if everybody in my neighborhood didn't get saved the next week, that doesn't mean that God wasn't working. Some of those people have moved out, but those prayers could still be working. Why? Not because I'm a great, I am a great prayer only because the Holy Spirit prays through me. Anybody who can pray in the Holy Spirit, you are a great prayer. The Holy Spirit is great at praying. So listen, I don't have to know all the right words to say. I just have to cooperate with Almighty God, with what He is leading me to say, and speak His words. And then I become a powerful prayer. So anyway, I don't want to miss anything that God is doing right now. And that's why I will challenge you. You will have to be intentional. Thomas mentioned this morning at the end of the service that we need to understand this is a battle. Listen, do not be surprised if you get busy every day this month and all of a sudden you just think, man, I just don't have time. I just don't have time to walk and pray. I don't have time to drive and pray. I have too much on my mind. I have too much on my plate. That is exactly how the enemy works. Listen, it's not all often an occultic symbol that comes up in front of your face to keep you from doing the will of God. It's a little thing that gets you focused on doing other things that are less important. We have to be intentional about being obedient to God. And we have to say to God, I am willing to submit my schedule to your will. So you show me what that looks like. I'm not mandating that you need to do an hour a day or, you know, whatever it is. You know, just submit your schedule to the Lord and say, God, what does this look like for me this week? What does this look like for me this month? What are you asking me to do? Because I believe he wants us to get in agreement with what he wants to accomplish. And I believe for whatever reason, it is specifically this month. Now, if it continues, that's fine. And I don't, you know, that so be it. Many people, Janine has been walking our neighborhood and praying for a long time. A lot of you have probably already walked and prayed. That's wonderful. But this is a concerted effort that we get in agreement with God for our community, that we see and we commit to doing what he's asking us to do so that he can do the part that we can't do. So the last point, if those the kids that have say what God is saying, go ahead and walk around. Yes, very nice. Ask God, as I said earlier, ask God to show you how to pray as you walk and trust him to lead you or as you drive. Listen, John says, my sheep know my voice. The whole idea that I as a Christian cannot hear from God is a lie. The enemy loves to tell Christians that they cannot hear God, but that's a lie. We all have the ability to hear God. I heard somebody say this, and I've said it before. Thank you, guys. You can have a seat. I heard somebody say this, and I thought that is so true. We say often that we can't hear God, but often after the fact, after we realize, oh, wow, that was God speaking to me. And what do we say? We say, I knew that I should have done that. I knew that I should have said that. I knew that I should have responded or I shouldn't have responded that way. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. We just have to tune in to hear what he's saying. And so we need to say what God is saying. If as you're walking and pray, out of the blue, you have a thought about children being abused and the need to pray, because this has happened. Pray. Say, God, I pray that you would bring deliverance in that house. I pray that you would stop whatever's going on. I pray that you would, you know, whatever. Allow God to lead you, because he can take you into deep waters and bring deliverance to people through your prayers as God leads you how to pray. If you pass and you see, you know, two, you know, people that, you know, little kids playing outside or two people arguing, just begin to pray. God, I pray that you would draw people to you. God, I pray your protection over these children, that they would come to know you, that they would know how valuable they are to you. Just let the Lord lead you. And if you don't know how to pray, pray in the Spirit or ask God to lead you to some scriptures. Rick has printed out some ideas also of how to pray. And so pray the scripture. It's always a good idea to pray the scripture, what God is saying. We need to be saying what God says at the time he is leading us to say it. Dutch Sheets, in his book, Intercessory Prayer, says, when God speaks his word, he is sprinkling seeds that will bring forth. When we speak God's words into situations, as the Holy Spirit directs, we are sprinkling the seeds of God, which then gives him the ability to cause life to come forth. That is powerful. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's why it's so important what we say. Ephesians 6:18 in the NIV, because I felt like the Lord brought it to my mind in this wording exactly. So in the NIV version, it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. As you pass churches in this area, just pray, God, just bring unity in that church. Just allow those people to seek hard after you and desire to know you. As you pass the schools, say, God, just allow Christian teachers to speak your word. Allow them to be bold and to know how to minister in the school. Allow Christian teenagers to speak life and to be a witness, and Christian children to spread God's word and light as they walk into those schools, and just pray as God leads you. Verse 17 of Ephesians 6, I'm going to end with this verse. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's why it is powerful. We take our sword with us as we walk and we speak God's word into situations, into communities where there are people that are lost and dying and they are oblivious. They don't even know that they're going to spend an eternity in hell. They're just living their life trying to make ends meet and they're oblivious to eternity. But we can pray, and as we begin to pray, God can do the supernatural, and he will. So, children, what are you speaking? Are you speaking the words that God is telling you to speak? Because death and life is in the power of the tongue. And children can learn this, that listen, God wants you to speak what he would have you to speak. I've had one of my children one time I was praying about what to, actually I wasn't even praying at that time. We were having family devotions. And we just asked, what should we read? And one of the kids spoke up and said, we should read John 7, I think it was, or I don't remember, or John 12. And as we read that scripture for that night, the Lord gave me my message for the following Sunday. God speaks through children. And so you guys can hear what God is saying and speak it. Prayer walk with your parents, guys. You know, take some time. Pray as you're walking through school. Just, you know, if you pray before you eat, just pray, God, I just bless this food and help all my friends to come to know you. You know, it doesn't have to be super long. Just allow God to speak through you. Teenagers, as you're walking through the high school, man, just pray. Just take some time and just pray. You can pray in the spirit under your breath. I'm not saying, you know, I expect you to start speaking in tongues out loud as you're walking through the hallway, you know, but just pray as you walk through the hallways. Just pray, God, show me. Show me how to reach out. God, show me if there's somebody that you want me to minister to. Just open the door so that I'll know how to talk to them. And, you know, God wants to use you. We as Christians, this is very important. We don't have to run from darkness. You know, Bill Johnson in the same message, he said, you don't turn on darkness to scare away light. You turn on light to get rid of darkness. So as Christians, we don't have to be afraid of darkness. Now, we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, the scripture says. And we need to be wise in the situations that we walk into. But we need to know who we are. And we need to carry the light. Luke 10, I said that was, but the Lord just reminded me of this scripture that I was going to share. Luke 10:19 says, I have to look it up. Jesus said, when the 70 returned from going out, Jesus said to them, actually, let's look in verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Demons have to bow to the name of Jesus. We can rebuke the demonic as we walk through neighborhoods. Demons have to bow. But they said they were so excited. Even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. We have authority and we have power. We need to walk in the authority that God has given to us and accomplish the things that he is calling us to accomplish. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for just your power. God, we thank you that we can walk with you and we can be who you called us to be and we can accomplish what you called us to accomplish. God, I just pray for us as your people, God, as we step out this week and this coming month, Lord, that we would step out in your authority, that we would be intentional, that we would have our ears open to what you would have us to do and say and how to pray, and that, God, we would see you work as we cooperate with your will, because God, we just want to be obedient to you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.